Now I got you all to myself, folks. Oh, I guess we'll let the CMA Musician of the Year stay up, too. Oh, my God, what kind of machine gun are you toting there?
It's sort of homemade.
A homemade guitar. Here we go. All right. Well, like I said, we're dusting a few off tonight, all right? Like I used to explain down at the main point many years ago, I ain't no hardcore drinking man. No, I had a few years of a run at it. But when hangover started feeling like surgical recovery, I swore I'd never do it again. But I had promised my brother-in-law that I would watch his still while he went into town to vote. And it was right up there in the woods where the map said it would be. But friends, let me tell you one thing. It weren't no ordinary still. No, it stood up on that Allegheny mountainside like a huge golden opal. And God's yellow moon was shining on the cool, clear evening. And God's little lanterns was twinkling on and off over the Jersey shore. And like I tried to explain earlier, I ain't no drinking man. But there's some girls in bikinis and some surfboards, and the temptation got the best of me, and I to the slack. That yellow whiskey running down my throat tasted like honeydew vine water. I took another slash. Took another and another and another. Before you knew it, I downed one whole jug of that shit and commenced getting hot flashes. Goose pimples was running up and down my body. And all of a sudden, this feeling came over me like something I had never experienced before. It was like I was in love. In love for the first time. With anything that moved. Animate, inanimate, cone head, no cone, it did not matter. It's like there's this great neon sign flashing on and off of my brain saying, Jimmy Buffett, there's a great day coming. 'Cause I was drunk. I wasn't knee crawling, slip sliding. Fuck dinner and come on, hugging drunk. I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. And that's when I first saw the bear. He was a Kodiak looking fella about 19 feet tall. He ran up on that hill expecting me to do one of two things, flip or fly. I didn't do either one. It hung him up. He started sniffing around my body, trying to smell a little bit of fear, but he ain't gonna smell no fear because I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. Hung him up. Then he looked me right in my eyes, and my eyes was a lot redder than his was. It hung him up. approached him rather cautiously, and I said, "Mr. Bear? Sir?" It's like getting stopped at 4:30 in the morning on the Jersey Turnpike. "What are those bears?" "I love every hair on your 27-acre body. And I know you've got a lot of friends over there on the other side of the hill. There's old Rare Bear, Tall Bear, Freddy Bear, Killer Bear, Rilly Bear, Smokey Bear, Pokey the Bear. I want you to go back over there tonight and tell them all that I'm feeling right. And I love every one of them like a brother and a sister. But if they give me any trouble tonight, I'm gonna have to run every goddamn one of them right off the hill. That's what I told them." Well, he took two steps back. He didn't know what to say. Neither did I, but being Catholic and cautious, I approached him again. I said, "Mr. Bear, you know we're both beasts when it comes right down to it. So I want you to simply be my buddy. Buddy Bear. Buddy Bear, are you out there?" "I thought so." So I took old Buddy Bear by his flip-size paw and I let him over the stick. He's just sniffing around that still because he's smelling something good. I gave him one of them jugs of honey Dubon water. He down upright, looked like one of them bears in the circus sipping sarsaparilla in the moonlight. I gave him another and another and another. Before I knew it, he down about eight of them commenced to doing the bear dance. Two sniffs, the start of fly, turn to the front. It was so simple, like the jitterbug. It plumb evaded me. And we had worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar. Like those parties I've seen at the parking lot out here in Camden. That's a tumultuous uproar. And I got awful tired and went over the hillside, laid down, fell asleep. Slept 4 hours and dreamt me some tremulous dreams. And when I woke up, there was God's yellow moon shining over Philadelphia. And God's little lanterns twinkling on and off above the Jersey Shore. And my buddy the bear, he was missing. You want to know something else, friends and neighbors? Was that still? Thank you, Buddy Bear.